rental. You got motion if you own a bitch. You got motion if your mama out the trenches. You got motion if you in school for business or for dinner. You got motion if you level headed and maintain a good mental. You got motion if you got a car and don't waste your bread on fake off and rentals. You got motion.
What's going on, motion movers? Y'all know what it do and what it don't. It's your boy Ryan back here with another episode installment of Millennials in Motion, where we give that real, relatable, and entertaining spin on adulthood from a black millennial / Gen Z perspective. You get what I'm saying? Welcome to another episode, episode 2 of season 3. I'm gonna let my co-hosts introduce themselves and we're gonna get right into it, baby. Let's get it. Let's go. Yeah.
Hey, it's Nyla. Happy Wednesday, guys.
Happy Wednesday.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Molly Maul from the 305, aka Mr. Brandon Campus, a lot of the hottest personality on 90.5 the Flavor Station. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl Camille. New heat, don't play with her. What's up, y'all? It's your girl Brianna J, and we back in the studio for another installment of Millennials in Motion.
Hey, all right, we're gonna get right into it with the icebreaker for today. For today's icebreaker, we want to talk about and see what are y'all thoughts on Kendrick performing for the Super Bowl and Lil Wayne not performing. Well,
Lil Wayne was not selected.
He wasn't supposed to, but he's from Louisiana, New Orleans, I believe, specifically.
So he wasn't like.
But yeah, people was just like, why not pick Lil Wayne? This is his city. Why he can't represent us? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that he is a great artist. I think he has some of the best music, and he helped produce some of the best artists that we have. I wouldn't say now, because like those people are kind of older. What? But like
we do,
like Drake and Nicki and all them.
Nicki, yes.
But they're older. Like he didn't produce Sexy Red. That's who's popping right now. So, but
you talking about production? We talking about performing though.
But I'm talking about like he helped influence their careers.
Oh, like the hip hop era now.
He helped bring them up. He signed them.
Yeah. Mm. So that's what I meant, like from that aspect. But also, Lil Wayne has had like drug addictions and all this other stuff.
I feel like Kendrick is just more like popular.
But his image is like not the best. And this, you got to think, this is Super Bowl. It's white people, so they probably picked an artist that has a better face.
No, that's not what happened. I can tell y'all why.
Oh, because he was in the room with the people when they made.
I can tell y'all why. Okay, so Kendrick is signed to TDE. Jay-Z is over the Super Bowl, and he has a contract. He's like his label or whatever, Roc Nation. He basically has connections. Lil Wayne is his own separate entity. Given that Kendrick had the whole thing with Drake, Drake was signed under Lil Wayne, so naturally, in the music industry, Lil Wayne and Drake is on one side of the spectrum. TDE, Jay-Z, Roc Nation on the other side. With like Megan Thee Stallion, for example, she signed under Roc Nation, so that's why like when that thing happened with Tory Lanez, like his father was like, "Roc Nation, you will rule the day," or whatever he said. But yes, Roc Nation is like a big entity in the music industry. Like they make a lot of decisions. So if it's like if you're not with Jay Z, you most likely you gonna get messed over. So that's my assumption as to why it went the way it did. Also, to Bree's point about the image thing, I think it's like, it's not that Lil Wayne has a negative image, I just think that Kendrick has a cleaner image.
Same.
Kendrick is like a family man, so like I guess
I don't know about all that.
He is.
Kendrick has allegations of
speak your mind.
I'm trying to think of the word. Domestic violence against his family and his wife.
But he's typically usually with his family, like all the time.
Was
like
even
he hasn't
video.
Been on
they
tour. He hasn't. He doesn't drop music. That's like the biggest thing. Like that they be making
but
fun
I feel
of Kendrick.
That's
about.
Why that's was Drake's biggest point when he was going against him in the back and forth beef. He was like, "Oh, you beat your wife."
Yeah.
And then
my whole thing though,
Drake was like, "Oh, but you're a pedophile." So
I don't think. Kendrick should have been chosen though, because one, Kendrick makes music for those who are intelligent, for like woke people. I think Lil Wayne would have got the Super Bowl more turn. Lil Wayne has more NFL hits. Lil Wayne has actually made songs specifically for NFL Super Bowls. Like he made a remix to Black and Yellow called Green and Yellow because he's a Packers fan. So that year that they went to the Super Bowl, like Lil Wayne is actually more hands-on when it comes to the NFL, and his catalog is extensive.
So the people who are over the halftime show, they just choose a person?
Jay-Z Jay-Z picks him. He
really?
Him. Yeah, he hand picks him every year.
Really? Mm-hmm. Why does he have that power?
Jay-Z is Jay-Z.
He just chooses who he wants to see at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. It's yeah.
But I will say though,
why he picks some of these people?
I mean, I was gonna say at least in regards what? To Kendrick,
I mean,
his productions be pretty smooth when he performs live. Yes. I like his live show production,
and that's the biggest argument that people online are making is like, okay, production wise, Kendrick
is a better performer
typically
than Lil
is
Wayne.
A better performer than Lil Wayne, and I agree 1,000%. Lil Wayne is not the best performer, but at the same time, when it comes to like something as big as the Super Bowl, do y'all really think Lil Wayne is gonna go up there and do what he does on tour? No, the Super Bowl is a completely different.
So they just spoke up Lil Wayne because. That's where he's from. Like that's the only reason.
I mean, that's where he's from.
And he's like one of their biggest artists that they have.
And even before,
Even
before that, like Lil Wayne was kind of like hyped up and saying how he wanted to do the Super Bowl. Like he was going on interviews and saying, you know, like oh, like you know, he feeling good about it. Like it might be his years in New Orleans. All this and psych
got to be.
Yeah. So.
And I also heard people say that Lil Wayne.
Y'all keep saying Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne. He has lazy performances sometimes, but I feel like as performers get older, their performances aren't, except Beyonce.
I was just gonna say Beyonce.
Like Nicki Minaj, her tour, people haven't really been liking it because all she doing is like,
you think so?
I've been seeing TikToks about it and people are like, what is she doing? She's literally sitting down and
but then it's just like
a production,
so they want her to like get
to
up
to my
dance.
Point it's like okay, cool. He's getting older. He's not the best performer. But at the same time, when it comes to
his
something of the
so
magnitude of the Super Bowl, one, his music is so good, and the magnitude of the Super Bowl, he's not going to be over the performance team. He's not going to be the one choreographing. He's going to have people that do that for him. He's going to have.
You don't
a
think
team
he would
him.
At least have the vision of what he wants?
He need to have Tiana even
if
Taylor.
He, even I don't if think he they does, have it, power
they,
over
they
that.
Don't. They don't. No, the you only person, so? listen. The only people that have that type of power, Beyonce, Michael Jackson. If you are a visionary, a creative, like to put on your production, Chris Brown.
Why? Because people they have creative directors to handle all
right,
that. Right.
Exactly. Okay, exactly. Okay. People have teams for that. So it's like they're like, oh, Lil Wayne's not gonna put on a good performance. Lil Wayne's not the one planning the performance.
He just does.
He's just there. He's right. He's the artist. So what are we talking about? But I guess.
I had a question. Like, for the Super Bowl, like, how is the city determined? So, like, how long would it take for them to go to New Orleans again? Or, like, it's just based off the team?
It's real random, honestly. Because the last, it's not?
No, you're right.
Oh, yeah, I think it's real random. Because I literally looked it up. Because I was like, when was the last time? I think the last time they were in New Orleans was 2013. Mm-hmm. I can double check that. I don't want to be wrong on.
Because I was gonna say my last thing. I was gonna say that they should probably just gave it to Lil Wayne just to recognize him, like to give him
exactly.
His flowers.
Exactly.
Because
that's why it's such a big thing. Because he's getting old. It's like the next time.
Yeah, he said that he was like he want to do it. I just like for him to be saying he want to do it and
he's never done it. You got to think about how big of an artist Lil Wayne was popping since he was 12. Like, and they never gave that man a chance. So it's like.
But people brought up this point too that I don't remember what year it was. I'm trying to look it up now. But when was the Super Bowl in Atlanta? Ever?
No, it has been before.
But I think the point that they had made was that the artist wasn't an Atlanta artist, and there's like hundreds of good Atlanta artists. So it's like you can't just expect to be the performer just because it's your city type.
That makes sense though.
Yeah.
Poor Lil Wayne.
Where was the last Super Bowl?
LA, ain't it?
Yeah. Or Vegas. On that side. Yeah. Overall. But that brings me to this topic of all these people with all this power. Let's talk about Diddy.
That was smooth. That was so smooth.
The diddler.
The diddler.
The diddler strikes
this
again.
This is just...
He got
right. But it's just like he's so powerful. You never know. He probably gonna be out tomorrow. You saw what like Donald Trump. They never get
bail.
You never get.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I guess he's still a black man.
Yeah.
But I was about to say the villains. They always get away scot free in America.
Yeah. But they denied him bail. I seen that on the news today or yesterday.
And they put his kids on the no-fly list. They took away their passports. Ooh. And my thing is, why are the kids getting affected? I don't know if he's trying to smuggle the baby oil in the kid's backpack or something, but
You gotta. I mean, I guess they kind of how they affect other people's lives.
I guess they kind of they
dangerous too because they daddy dangerous.
They don't know. Did say that. At this point, who knows?
They did say that. Justin and what's the other one? Christian is a part of that too. That's what they said. They said the only boy that Quincy's the only one, and that's why.
But that's not his daddy.
And so that's the point.
That's not his daddy. He don't probably listen to him.
Do you know how they were involved?
What about the twins?
That's the twins. They took the twins' passport, and I think they stand with Kimora Lee because you know she was real close with Kim Porter. And they TMZ I saw today, they put a statement that was like the twins are staying with one of Kim's close friends. So I'm guessing it's Kimora because every time he gets in trouble, they always go to her house.
I know they be on TikTok and they be seeing all this stuff about their daddy.
I'm sure they be at school and the girls and guys at school are probably bullying them. Your daddy is a stuff I can't say on the podcast.
Okay, but. So what about before? Actually, let me say this first. To the point that y'all saying like, what did the kids do? You got to think. They probably looking at it from a perspective of like, y'all been around this man y'all whole lives. Like y'all had to, no matter how you put it, they had to. Yes.
But are you really gonna hold a 15-year-old as an accomplice or as a withholding the truth or whatever?
And it's like, what do y'all expect him to do? Right. Snitch on his daddy? My daddy.
They really a victim, honestly, because I'm sure somebody had to have known. He can't be hiding. Like I like to say again, the 1,000 bottles of baby oil. They seen the room. What you think he just like good skin? Like I don't know.
That's their daddy, so of course they're gonna look at the best.
He has so much
in
money.
Him.
He probably has his own private house for the activities or something.
Yeah,
because you got to block out the noises and all that.
Oh, I mean, Tudo, that is kind of sad because if all of this is true, then that brings up the point: did Diddy get Kim killed, which is their mom?
I did hear about that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
She probably knew because you know she was putting out a book, and she in the book she was probably going to talk
about him?
How did she die.
We don't know what it was about. Nobody released it.
They said, what did they say? I don't even remember. I don't even think they put out like an official like report about it.
I think she had like a heart attack or something, but it was like weird because she wasn't sick.
Yeah, something like that.
So, and I heard that he has clearly. In the report, they said that he had IV drips on standby for when he would drug his, what did they call it? It was like freak-offs. When he would have his freak-offs, they would be drugged and so worn out from the freak-offs that they would have to have IV drips. So that means he has a doctor working.
That's not funny.
It's not funny. It's super sad. Like, people are victims of this because then he would have the freak-offs and they would be so worn out and so drugged up.
Bro.
That they would have to get IV drips in the next room to get better. And that means he has an MD doctor on staff writing those prescriptions for those IV drips.
Yeah, to get them.
You were detected today, boy.
Somebody needs to get put under the jail.
Under.
The Diddy parties are over. Listen, what you say?
Cat Williams said Diddy wants to party and sometimes you got to tell him no.
Tell him.
But you gotta, okay, this is what I'm thinking too, because remember we this is not the first time we done talked about Diddy before.
What did we say last time?
We were talking about the agenda and how he got caught up. He was like,
what?
We already started talking.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But I was saying basically that the last time we talked about Diddy, we were talking about the whole agenda and how this was like in the earlier stages when he first got caught up with the allegations, this, that, and the third. But how Haji Shea made this whole point. Shout out to Hajiman. But anyways, until she made this whole point of this agenda in the music industry to where whatever the agenda is with sexual assault, whatever, this, that, and the third, but they have their accomplices and this, that, and the third. And that's when we was talking about the industry plants. So I basically I'm saying all of that to say is now that even though he still has trial, he's basically caught up. What do y'all think is the next step that's gonna happen in like this kind of situation?
Yeah,
no, but I'm saying like you don't think like the industry may have like other plants. Oh, this is just a whole.
I feel like they probably had him there, but it's gotten so deep.
You think he's I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's probably so deep that even if he was an elitist, which he is, they can't protect him no more. Like, there's no covering this up.
Yeah. Right. But my question, I'm saying, do you think... Oh, go ahead.
Now, I was going to, like, have you clarify your question. Like, are you asking, like, do you think Diddy is the only industry pimp? Or do you think, like, there's more? Do we think there's more?
That's what I was getting at.
Oh, yeah. I
pretty much in that direction.
More.
Now that he's probably the main accomplice, but I'm sure...
I don't even think he's the main one. I don't think Diddy or Kelly or none of them is the main...
No.
Source. It's got to come higher. I think it's higher than that.
Of course. Listen,
and I don't think that's an industry plant. I think that that's just like, like, industry plants are like Sexy Red, like people to be a distraction. Yeah. I think Diddy is like one of the mob bosses above industry plants. And I don't think he's the main industry. I mean, I don't think he's the main boss. I think the main boss is like the Epstein people and like the presidents and stuff like that. Because they beat everybody is.
Listen, a lot of people go to Diddy parties, politicians go to Diddy parties. Like, it's not just like, oh, music industry. No, but that brought me to think about. I don't know if y'all saw what Boosie said. Did y'all see that?
Yeah, you
want
to read it?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, look. While she pulls that up, that's another point that he has all these politicians going to the parties, so they're in connection with him. So that means that first time he got caught up, that's why he got off. So let's kind of sweep this under the rug.
Oh, even though I'm sure he had
this video of him dragging Cassie through the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
But we just gonna. I guess that's okay.
His lawyer came out and said that Cassie was consistently cheating on him. And that,
so you beat her
to validate that was his statement to validate what he that's crazy.
That was the rebuttal.
But to the point about what Boosie said, this is Boosie's tweet. I feel Diddy in jail for basically
what is this?
He thought it sounded like Boosie.
I feel Diddy in jail for basically doing what every other famous entertainer has done. Flew B words out for threesomes. He just freakier. We actually go call women prostitutes who fly and willingly to be with their partners for sex? If that's the case, if you've been flued out and had sex, you should be labeled a prostitute. If that's the case, 80% of the women reading this in trafficking. Hashtag hell nah. You're a celebrity. You got to fly pussy in. How else you gonna get the? You're never in one place. When I saw that video, I was pissed off at this N-word. Like, you really got a problem. But facing life in prison for doing basically what so many other entertainers has done. I disagree. Now, initially off reading that, I was like, what is Boosie talking about?
This it sounded like he was reading it for a second.
He liked going to the Diddy parties. That's what it sounded like.
Okay. I was like, what is Boosie talking about?
Or
like,
he trying to get an invite to the
next
one.
He not making no sense. But then I started going into the comments and people were actually like
supporting what he was saying.
He kind of got a point. Mm-hmm. Because when you think about it, right, they say that, and I believe that not all of the people at the Diddy parties, at the freak-offs, were consensualized. I think there's a group of people that were peer pressured into doing those activities. I think there's a group of people that consented, and I think there's a group of people that didn't. So either way, he's at fault. But to what Boosie is saying, I think that he was trying to say to the people that consented, like, how can you fault or blame him or for what he was doing, because other people do the same thing.
He was also blackmailing people. Like, he would take the video of them doing the freak off and be like, oh, if you don't give me into this this party or whatever, I'm gonna release the footage.
I'm saying I agree with that, but the way he's saying the general capacity of people whose victims, well, not quote unquote, but victims, they gave consent. To where, I mean, each situation varies.
Right, it's different.
I think it's more so the case to where a lot of them, it probably was like Bree saying, they got blackmailed or were in situations they couldn't confront the actual situation, what was going on.
Because I remember
So he just has a party, invites people, and then what? Like, he drugged them or he asked them?
He went to the party, gets like two.
Okay, so
go ahead.
I was gonna say, like, they say that he waits till the party gets like real died down to like probably like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, then people leave, but there's a certain group of people that stay, and when they stay, they like, they said that they have
the people
like
that
girls
stay be knowing what's going on already.
Some of them don't, some of them like Miami said, they like get peer pressured or like Diddy
to
like
stay
while
there.
Yeah, while the party going on, Diddy may be going over to them and like being like the baby, he spoke on that and was like how it was him, Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Diddy really liked him and this, that, and the third.
So going off of what she said, I can't remember who else, it was the baby, somebody else spoke up. Basically, they were saying,
I think
they
Kevin
were,
Hart spoke up too.
Yeah, but they were in a party.
But that's
nuts. the general population kind of leaves, and then there's a group that stays.
And Justin Bieber.
A good one,
And you think he's an industry player?
No, Justin Bieber was a victim of Diddy. Because he was a kid. He was like 15 when he started going to Diddy parties.
So,
and did y'all watch that Netflix, not Netflix, that HBO Max special?
Oh, with the documentary on Nickelodeon? Yeah.
It's like that. Oh, I want to watch it. It's like an underground society. You stay.
Now, them producers
but it's,
was sick,
but it's,
boy.
But it's like that in
all industries.
All industry,
this is just the music industry
like,
getting unraveled. Yeah. But movie industry, the government, the school system, everything.
So, okay, this is a little bit different, but Maul, since you've worked in entertainment, what would you suggest to people who might be interested in getting into the music and entertainment industry with all of this going on?
Stand on your 10. Cat Williams said it. Sometime Diddy wants to party, and you have to tell him no. That's it.
That's gonna be the clip.
Tell Diddy no, y'all. Don't tell Diddy.
Don't go to them.
No, that's it. It's like literally
the Diddy party.
The baby interview. It's like okay, they'll be in a room once everybody leaves. Cool. You're in a room. Imagine you in a room with Jay-Z, Beyonce, big politicians. These are big name people in this room, and they telling you like, oh, like go over there and do that to Diddy, and you looking like you don't want to let everybody down. You don't want to look crazy, so people fall victim to that peer pressure because they want to remain of that status. You don't want to be the talk of the town. Oh, he was too soft, he didn't want to, you know.
Yeah,
so it's like people fall victim to it and they end up doing that, and you know, like Bree said, he uses that as blackmail. He'll get video or whatever the case is. And
also, once you get into that situation, it's really like you are a victim. You're being assaulted. You're being taken advantage of. Like in the Nickelodeon documentary, it was Drake from Drake and Josh. He was being assaulted. And once that started happening, it was hard for him to say no. It was hard for him to stop because,
mind you, he's a kid at this time too.
He was also a child being taken advantage by a grown man. He couldn't tell his parents because that's, you also have to think about, you embarrassed, you don't know who to go to.
And mind you, the people doing this are the producers, so they're the ones over
your
job.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and exactly. you taking care of your family, you done got them out of the hood or whatever, you know, poverty.
Yeah,
and now y'all living this big lifestyle, and it's hard to just give up on that because of this situation that you unfortunately, I don't want to say, he didn't get himself into it. Definitely not that, but it's just very unfortunate.
And back to what you were asking me, Ryan, about the like getting into the music industry, I'll say being around so many different people, one thing I did see a lot was drug use, all types of drugs, they'll offer, but you just gotta say no. Who? You just gotta say no. You gotta be strong with your morals.
And curiosity
and what you believe
killed
in.
The cat.
Yeah. Yeah, just
you try something one time, you ain't never gonna.
You gonna be stuck.
You try because you're curious. Next thing you know, you upside down naked.
Oh my goodness.
But on the flip side, the music industry isn't all bad. It isn't all bad, guys.
You got the sex workers and then you got the devil worshippers.
There's good people and there's bad people. There's people that stay in their lane.
There ain't no good people.
Like,
right there.
They was both bad.
Oh, I wasn't agreeing.
There's people
that
are,
agree, but it's,
you know,
a small percentage because I'm so, that's scary. It's really scary.
But and that's just not the music industry too. That's the same thing
that's
with the government
industry.
When you go high enough in the government, it's the same thing. When you go high enough in media, TV,
it's always an underground industry within the industry.
Exactly.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. So, all right. Now enough of the Diddy talk to kind of shift the convo a little bit. I'm curious to see what y'all thoughts are. Well, I was sitting there thinking about just love in general, and it had me think, has love towards someone ever made you do something unexpected towards them that another person would wonder why you did what you did? And I'm gonna explain a little bit in further detail what I mean by that, kind of, you know, break it down a little bit. But basically, so I was sitting with some friends, and I was just thinking about a whole lot of for the most part. And it was kind of deep, because I was having a conversation with God in my head, and I was like, God, you so real, like the love you have is just so crazy. Like, and I was thinking about, like, wow, you really sent your son to die for us, and that's actually, like, you know, crazy. But that had me think, like, you know, on just a regular basis, that, like, I feel like everybody has done something crazy for somebody they truly love and care about. You get what I'm saying? So I was kind of curious, like, have y'all ever had an experience doing something that you wouldn't expect to do, or something out of character in the name of love of somebody you love and care about, whether it's platonic or whether it's, you know, in regards to a relationship you have with them? Does that make sense?
I gotta question, think Ryan. About that.
I, you feel me? I had to break it down. My bad.
Has love ever got me out of character? Me personally, I can't really recall a time where I got super out of character. I'll say I got emotional, but like I've never really done anything like super irrational or dumb that I don't know. I don't let people drive me to that point. Like my insanity,
crazy wise, no, or like just
it could be crazy, or it could just something be something you never unexpected. Thought you would do. Yeah, it could be in both a positive and negative condition.
Back in my day,
talk about it, man. What, like,
oh, I don't think I could talk about that.
Man, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, I think like any time I probably felt out of whack, because I will say, like, externally, people. Well, now externally people assume me to be like a hard shell, but like I know me, and like I'm actually really emotional, but like I don't show that. So because of that, like anytime I would say I had gotten a situation where I wasn't feeling like myself and I wanted to do something crazy, it was always within my own means, like behind closed doors. Like it was never really anything that was like, you know, unexpected. I don't know if that makes sense.
I feel like I'm a nice type of crazy. Like, if I'm talking to somebody and we can go one or two ways. Like, say we break up, but I still want you to feel like I'm the best you've ever had. I'll do like some extra like nice stuff for you, even though we've broken up and we're not together.
Like, give an example.
Like, we're not together, but it's your birthday coming up. I'm still gonna like send you a gift. In my head. I feel like I've never actually went through with it. But
Bree's crazy.
But after we break up, I'm like, oh, I gotta, you know, and I'll think about it.
Like, I was Camille, I'm curious.
I never had a boyfriend, so.
You know, the question that I'll go say the question wasn't for if you had a boyfriend.
Why would I do it? I would do like crazy stuff that's actually crazy, like fake emergencies and
like that girl that said she got kidnapped and they actually get kidnapped.
Yeah,
that's crazy. That's crazy.
I wouldn't go that far, but I could be on that. She was thinking big.
No, she was.
Her only problem is that she didn't follow through.
No, her only problem was the whole problem. The whole situation was the problem.
Something I've done is skip class to lay up. That's the most I could give you.
I sound like Nala.
But I'm saying, like, I'm not only saying from a relationship, I'm saying this could be platonic.
I'm not talking. Okay, well, I wasn't speaking like, you know, relationship. I'm just saying.
Oh, you just
like,
saying in general.
Yeah, like that's.
I mean, I can't keep talking on this podcast, exposing my life.
I done did some crazy stuff, y'all. This the real spill, though.
You don't got to expose yourself, but I'm saying y'all
want to be relatable and entertaining.
And entertaining.
I'm saying this what this is.
I done fought for love. I done put trackers on cars.
Oh.
I done, what else I did?
You done keep cars?
No, never, okay. Not yet.
You done slash someone's tires?
No, I never,
bust somebody's
like,
windows?
No, I never did nothing to nobody's car, because I swear if they turn around and do something to mine.
Oh, it's going to be what?
It's going
to
be up.
Listen, I'd make a big disclaimer to every woman that I mess with. I say, I don't play that crazy stuff. You key my car, I'm calling the police.
Yeah, not the way
you're going to jail.
How you going to prove it? That's why I never know it was you.
Stop playing.
The police don't. See, that's why you gotta put sugar in the tank.
No, baby, a Twix.
See, you saying this like this ain't your first rodeo. You
I've never done that.
I know right. it was you.
Put
You're
a Twix
going
in your
to
car.
Jail. I'm not playing.
I've also I'll say the craziest thing that I've actually done, and it's not even crazy for real, but I was dating this guy before we went to college, and we were still dating, but I logged into his phone while he was like doing something, and I logged his Instagram into my phone by using his email to like send the password, and then I had his Instagram all semester, but he never knew.
You found something?
I was seeing everything. And that's why
that was after y'all broke up.
Y'all,
that was while y'all was getting
the new update on Instagram. I mean, what Instagram update? On the phone. Sorry.
Oh,
you can choose your apps to open with your face ID.
Oh, I've seen. Yeah, I've seen that.
Why so the hiding? Messages, baby, you need that face.
Why are you why hiding for? It?
I mean,
why are you
not,
in my messages?
I've been through a couple of messages. So I'm just saying,
it's not that I don't have.
Y'all need to use that before y'all get caught up. And get your
I need to have my space of privacy.
What got me caught up though was when the Apple updated the iMessages and added recently deleted. Boy, I did not know nothing about that.
So since we on the topic, name y'all worst caught up moments.
That was it right there. Mm-hmm. We were sitting in the car and
I don't get caught.
It wasn't even caught up.
I don't get caught.
But you do the doing.
I don't do that either.
He do the catching. He do the catching. But yeah, we were sitting in the car and
I'm a good Christian man,
he was
boy.
Like, can I see your phone? And I was like, oh, hold on. You know, had to hit one of them. I'm deleting everything. And then he takes the phone and he goes to recently delete it and he see everything that I deleted. I didn't have nothing to hide, but I just get so paranoid. I don't know what I done talked about with so-and-so. But I just never know what I done talked about.
Oh, I got mine. Okay.
And he was like, what's this? And I was like, oh, I thought I deleted that.
Yeah, okay, so this is my freshman year. So I had a boyfriend at the time.
I knew somebody was gonna say it.
I don't
know. She like Lotto.
Look at the camera.
You heard
she
what
be
Lotto
lying.
Said?
What she said?
She ain't never had a boyfriend. That's what Lotto said.
I'm a virgin, baby.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm a virgin, baby.
Okay, but anyways. So this is my freshman year, so I had a boyfriend but he was older than me, so he went to school before me. So then, you know, a year had went by, then I went to school. And once I got to school, I was like...
He was up here?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Ohio.
Oh.
So, yeah, blah, blah, blah. So then I ended up going home for, like a couple days. Like, I think it was for, like, Glam Day. My cousin passed away, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So I went home, and I seen one of my little old flings or whatever. He had came to my house. Like, everybody was there, though. So it was, like, just, like, all my family. So I'm sitting in a car with him. I'm sitting on his lap in the car and I recorded a video. I was not thinking nothing of it. So then he had told me to send him the video and I was like, no, like I wasn't going to send him the video. I finally sent him the video. Why did this boy post it on his close friends and my boyfriend is on his close friends?
Dun, dun, dun.
And he screenshotted the picture and sent it to me. He was like, this is what we doing? He was like, don't ever text or call me again.
Oh, that'd be the favorite line.
And he was back in my phone the same day. Like,
he wasn't standing on business. That's crazy.
It was just...
Another time I got caught up, but it wasn't like in a relationship type stuff. It was caught up with my mama. I had snuck a boy in. But I got away with it clean, free. 2 months later, my homegirl get in trouble. Her mama go through her phone. This is, I think, sophomore year of high school before COVID hit.
You're delinquent.
This is my first time doing anything like that. Anyway, 2 months clean free. It's December. My homegirl get in trouble. Her mama go through her phone. She go through the group chat. Scroll 2 months up. And in the group chat, I'm talking crazy. I brought him in here and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- about everything everybody done ever did. I wake up that morning, get ready for school, thinking everything fine. Because mind you, this is 2 months ago that I did this. My mama come in my room, put your phone on the dresser.
She a hater.
I'm no, thinking she is a hater.
But to tell somebody else, mama, what they like, can't do is like
tell every mama. That's crazy.
I'm from 2 months ago.
I'm scared because I'm thinking somebody died. Like, what could this be? What's wrong? She's gonna break some news to me. Oh my goodness. She hit that. So you have somebody in my house? I'm like, what? What do you?
Never.
I don't even know why.
I'm the golden child. I could never. And then
she's like, I seen the group chat. Oh, girl, I'm just trying to fit in. I made up a story trying to make them think that I was cool. I ain't had nobody in here. Don't lie. You know. I couldn't close my door for 2 months.
Well, since we're on the topic, I can't think of any caught up situations. But, Mama, if you listen to this, I'm sorry. I did sneak somebody in the house before.
He ain't sorry.
She don't know?
No. I'm too smooth. I'm sorry.
I'm smooth. It was up.
I ain't never snuck nobody in my house. Smooth enough. I have never.
I didn't get myself caught.
I will say, my mom has caught me doing a lot of stuff. Like she knows I'm sneaky.
But sneaking folks wasn't one of them.
But yeah, I don't think she ever caught me doing that. So, I mean, it was real. I just know like their patterns and their what, like how they go about their nightly routines. So, you feel me? I just told her to come over. Open the door. I know how to open the door to where it don't make no sound, and then I lock it.
You didn't have no you didn't have no alarm.
No, we didn't have.
See,
no
I
alarm.
Had one of those. That's the thing.
Now we have a ring. No. But back then we didn't have
my
ring.
My people always had that ring.
So I just brought her in, and then I put a movie real loud, like not real loud, but loud enough
they can't hear the door. Where,
yeah, and then close the door. And another thing, my room door don't lock, so it was. So it was
mine
like,
didn't either, funny or not.
So it was like, if she came and opened the room door, I was grits. Mm-hmm. But I just had enough faith in the fact that I know they don't get. And to be honest, my mom do stuff like in the middle of the night. Like she'll come like, come kiss me on my forehead and stuff like that. But like, I just felt like this night wasn't going to be that night. So brought her in, put the movie on. And like, I kind of tried to like jam something in the door. So like, even if she tried to open it, she was gonna have to work a little bit harder.
Give you a few seconds to kind of fix it.
I was still gonna be caught, but
girl, move your.
But maybe not caught in the act. But
What was you trying to?
Yeah.
I snuck somebody in my house recently.
This back home?
No, this is my house here. We got a ring.
She be trying to hide from her roommates.
I'm saying, you girl, what you hiding?
My roommates are my friends. So okay. No. This some old stuff.
Oh, so you with somebody
you ain't supposed to be with.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Y'all saw that Henry Danger meme when like when the girl be like, "How you text him? He supposed to be blocked." And he like, "Ooh."
That's literally the situation. Like this is some old stuff, and I just.
You know how last episode we was talking about she don't be choosing the right folks, so she don't be making the right decisions.
Yeah,
this is a testament right here.
It's Nala. She the problem.
Nobody agreed but him, Nala. So kill him, not us.
Okay. No, the silence said otherwise.
You're not
the
problem. I told you what I told you out of confidence.
she not the problem, but she ain't the solution.
She ain't the solution.
She ain't the solution.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I was trying to sneak. Like, okay, first of all,
why are you trying to sneak this boy in your
because
house?
Because I just told you, my friend, we've been friends since freshman year. She know she been who this was. This girl don't know I talk to that boy no more, and she gonna be on me. So I didn't want to hear it. So I was just like, you know,
I felt it.
Like, you know, it's different. Like, if I didn't know my roommates, I wouldn't care.
Yeah,
but. This is my girl. Like, this is my line sister. Like, we like this.
Yeah.
So it's like, she gonna be like, bruh. And then, like,
I get it.
It's just like, I can't only do so much. I put my hand over that camera. Y'all, I know how to turn it off now. I just unplugged the Wi-Fi. But I put my hand on the camera. She said, why that hand over that camera like that? I was like, oh no. And then.
So you ain't even do a good job.
I mean, she didn't see him. Bruh. But she just knew I had somebody in now.
She gonna listen to this episode and be like, oh, that's what you was doing. Okay, right.
I mean, obviously she know. Like, if I put my hand over the camera, obviously I'm bringing somebody in the house.
Y'all, I think I got caught up the worst way. Well, not the worst way, but like, it was kind of bad. So I was working out like a lot at one time. So I used to go to the gym every single day, and I used to go in the morning.
This is up here back home.
This is up here.
Okay.
So I used to go every morning. And so I had, y'all know I had two phones. I don't got two phones no more, but I used to have two phones.
So I went to the gym. I took my phone, but I left my other one at the house. So I'm in the gym getting a nice little hour workout in. I come back, you know, I speak like, hey, whatever, no response. So I'm like, okay, I get in the shower. I get in the shower, I come back out, and they just staring at me. So I'm like, what's going on? I see the phone, I see it open. I said, oh boy, I know what this is.
What they done seen?
Everything, messages. But thing is, that's my old, like, that's messages from so long ago. So it was like, dang, like, I got caught up. But did I really get caught up? Because them some old messages, like, some old messages. But
like, what, like, the situation happened before you was affiliated with said person, or
the situation happened while me and said person was on a break. So they found.
So you really not in the wrong.
You feel me? Like, I really.
Nah.
She's good in my book. She's good. Next case.
You on a break? Did y'all discuss what the guidelines were?
No,
they on a break.
A break is a break.
No, break. Don't.
If you don't discuss the guidelines, you could do whatever you want on that break.
I can't be in a break.
I can't. It's personal, y'all. So don't think I'm just like this. I'm very loyal. Please hit me because I'm trying to get married by 28.
You said what?
I'm trying to get married by 28. I don't need people think that.
Why 28? I'm curious.
Well, not married. I just said I'm trying to have a baby by 28.
No, marry, then baby.
I don't. My favorite episode.
Yeah, it was real fun, y'all.
Well, guys.
Shout outs. I could say it's that time for shout outs.
Yeah.
All right. We'll start over here.
All right, man.
Shout out to your line sister something. Shoot.
Go.
Thank y'all for tuning in to season 3, episode 2. So I know we haven't said a little keyword in a minute. This week's keyword, what should it be? Baby oil.
Oh, that's a good one. Baby oil.
So remember, if you DM us or find one of us on, you know, in person and tell us the keyword for a opportunity to be on Millennials in Motion. So my shout outs, I want to give a shout out to everybody that came to audition for Millennials in Motion this past, what was that, Tuesday?
Wednesday? It was Tuesday.
It was Monday.
Monday. Yeah.
This past Monday. Thank you guys for supporting us, showing up, wanting to be, you know, a part of the team. We're in the process of, you know,
we had 31 people interested.
Yeah. Choosing our new
great number
cast member. And shout out to my family. Shout out to my mom, my dad, my brothers, my grandma, everybody, whole fam. Thank y'all. Love y'all.
I want to give a shout out to my brother. This past weekend, I went home for my grandmother's funeral. And my brother I just love him so much. We like this. He really just, he got me through this weekend for real.
Real.
I'll just say shout out to everybody that came as well. We had some really good people that came. It was a huge turnout. And I'll also say shout out to shout out to my line sisters, E60. Shout out to everybody that is graduating this semester. I don't know, random, but yeah, shout out y'all. And yeah, shout out God.
I don't really have no shout outs. but I guess I'll do my brother too, since it is his birthday. Happy birthday.
That's crazy. I don't really got no shout outs. But it is my brother's birthday. So
How old is your brother?
My brother, he's an old man. I think my brother's like, what, 31? Yeah, that's old, right? All right. But
great number, huh?
Right. But I gotta get you my other brother though. But shout out to the crew. Shout out to my brother. Shout out to, you know who my brother is. But yeah, I'm done with shout outs, y'all.
Shout out to God. Shout out to the Motion crew. Shout out to the family back at the crib. Shout out to the family up here. Shout out to everybody who auditioned. Yeah, that's all I got. That being said, thank y'all for listening to another installment of Millennials in Motion. We're going to be back at it again. So until next time,
peace.
We out.
Bye.
Bow. Bow. Bow.